This is GQDN for December the 15th. It is Thursday, everybody. Welcome on in. We are brought to you today by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a nice little holiday from Epic, Resident Evil, Insomniac, Spider-Man news. But today, we begin with the re-signing of Chris Metzen is coming back to Blizzard. This is from Eurogamer.net. And Chris Metzen did say after his retirement from Blizzard in 2016, quote, "The reason I use the word retire is because I'm not going to some other company or starting up new projects or anything remotely like that. It's been a long, amazing stretch of years. Now it's time to slow it down, rest, lay around on the couch, and get fat." But John Haidt, the World of Warcraft general manager, did say on Twitter after the deal was done, quote, "It is with great joy that I announce Chris Metzen has joined the Warcraft leadership team as creative advisor. Chris's focus initially will be on World of Warcraft, then his work will expand to other projects across the growing franchise. Chris was one of the original team members working on the Warcraft universe back when it began in 1994. And we are so happy to be reuniting him with the world he helped create. So, we shall see what happens there. But I bet that all the players and the people that worked with him still there are very happy to receive. And other Blizzard news brought to us by GameSpot.com. There is Diablo 4, the Collector Edition, that was revealed. But why doesn't it? So, now the Collector's Edition is coming. It includes an art book and the map of the Sanctuary and a Candle of Creation. Of course, more than that. It is priced at $97. Now, it does not have the copy of Diablo 4, but it does have some other things that people would like an electric candle that has both Angel Anaris and the demon Lilith with it. The cloth map of Sanctuary, a pin representing the Horridum Brotherhood, along with a nice occult mouse pad. And, of course, it's Blizzard, so it has an art book. About 300 pages of art, but no game, not even digital. Granted that things are going digital. If you buy it, get to it. Does seem to be pretty good. Now we go to Kotaku, and they are saying that Valve has revealed plans to improve Steam Deck. Now we know that Steam Deck was serving as a somewhat of a replacement Nintendo Switch, but they're trying to make improvements because the battery apparently does lose its juice very quickly. In fact, they were talking about that. Perioloop Jeffers did say, quote, "In some of our early prototypes, we had the battery shifting around, and I'll tell you, it doesn't feel good when you're just moving around and trying to use your deck." And Yang, Lawrence Yang that is, did add, "You don't want a Steam Deck maraca, and you don't want a battery possibly touching other important components and jostling them around." Kidding a little bit, of course, but that will be a problem. So, they are working on some other things right now to improve Steam Deck. And they didn't just talk about the battery, but they were also talking about... But that's just the battery point. And now we go to DualShockers.com, and apparently Kaiju number 8 anime did reveal a teaser and a 2024... So I'm not sure if this is anime or a video game, but maybe they're doing both. So Kaiju number 8 is set to premiere in 2024, and the animation studios could be working on the title, and it might be already done. In fact, this anime was already announced in 2022, August. But we'll see what happens. Yes, we do like our anime. Could they be also going for some other? Possibly. We'll see. Let's get back into video games, shall we? Because Destructoid did say that Insomniac will be bringing Spider-Man 2 in the fall of 2023. So part of the end of year post from PlayStation did bring the developer Insomniac to say that fall of 2023, Spider-Man 2 will be available. That's in the fall. But even Destructoid did bring up the point that, hey, there's always a chance that a game could be delayed, and we believe that. We know that quite well. But still, fall of 23 for Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man and Miles Morales, I think a lot of people would say I'm in. Now, Amazon Games, also from Destructoid, will publish the new Tomb Raider game. Okay, so Crystal Dynamic did enter a new partnership with Amazon Games, and their upcoming Tomb Raider project could be a multi-platform entry with the Lara Croft storyline. In fact, Scott Amos, in a press release, did say, Crystal Dynamics is an extraordinary opportunity following our acquisition by Embracer to redefine what a publishing relationship is for Tomb Raider. Transformative is what we're looking for. And for Amazon Games, we found a team that shares our creative vision, ambitions, and values for a Lara Croft universe across a spectrum of possibility. We'll see what they make. Oh. DualShockers is reporting that Resident Evil Village is coming to PSVR 2 at its launch. And yes, they did say something up on Twitter at PlayStation. Guys, winter, it's not fall. Come on. Confront Lady D in immersive PSVR 2 with Resident Evil Village releases VR mode for the full game and the free DLC on February 22. Let's end with some good stuff. Because Blue News did say that the Epic Games holiday sale is offering some discounts up to 75% off, along with the Epic Games Store holiday coupon, which adds 25% discount to all eligible purchases. And as that is up now until January 5th. So go get those games up on the Epic Games Store. Could be on the Epic app on your or on your PlayStation due to. But there's no deal for us. Nope. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. Damn you, Resident Evil. We'll see you tomorrow for more news about games. Until then, go play some games. Bye. Thank you.